Okay, definition of the word awesome. That's easy. Rock climber Tommy Caldwell and rock climber Kevin Jorgensen. Definition of insane. Again, Tommy Caldwell, Kevin Jorgensen. Definition of Caldwell and Jorgensen today, conquerors of the bomb-proof rock El Capitan's Dawn Wall at Yosemite in Yosemite National Park in California. Definition of jaw-dropping amazed, that is me today. To tell us about the first ascent of the 3,000-foot rock face in a single expedition of free climbing, pictures of which you can see on our website, thetakeaway.org, and they're amazing, is Tim Neville, experienced climber, correspondent for Outside Magazine, joins us from Oregon. Tim, is your jaw off the floor yet?
I think it is, like a lot of people in the country today.
It's pretty amazing what they've done. Describe just what it takes to do this as a free climb, how long it takes, and how you survive just basically clinging to a smooth rock face.
Well, I think we're still grappling with exactly what this means and how they did that. You know, you're talking about 32 pitches. These are rope lengths going up a very steep, almost featureless rock face for 3,000 feet. It's actually the climbing that they had to do is actually more than 3,000 vertical feet, because if you noticed, sometimes they're climbing down, sometimes they're climbing sideways. So they actually ended up doing a lot more than just that. And so to do this, though, that's really the remarkable thing, because, you know, normally to climb up El Cap, you do what's called aid climbing, which means the features of the rock are so small that the human hand is physically incapable of grasping them. And so instead what you do is you use different pieces of equipment to hold onto the rock for you, and then you hold onto that equipment, and that's how you go up.
Things but you these cram guys, into the cracks of the wall, right?
Exactly, yeah. Or you drape them over little features on, you know, little ledges and things like that. These guys used only their hands and feet to do that. Now, they still had ropes, of course, because they would fall, and they did fall, and they don't want to die, of course. But just the fact that they're able to move up this thing on their own is pretty incredible.
Now, I'm surprised that El Capitan is not festooned with weird little pitons and climbing devices from decades and decades of people trying to get up this thing.
Well, there are what they call pin scars up there, and there is a bunch of old gear that is still stuck into the cracks. You know, but ethics changed over time. You know, back in 1958, people looked at this and they thought, there's no way that anybody can ever climb this ever. And so, you know, Warren Harding and his crew figured out a way to do it, and it took them 17 months to do it. But they had to use gear that, you know, they had to leave permanently in the rock. And since we've been able to get a lot of that old equipment out now. And so, you know, ethics have changed. The sport, the technology, honestly, has changed. And what we can do as humans, people have continually pushed that bound. And that's exactly what those guys did, you know, over the past 2.5 weeks.
When you're face to face with Tommy Caldwell, actually, I know you've interviewed him. I don't know if you've been face to face with him, but if you are face to face with him, what do you see in his eyes, in the manner of which, you know, the manner he speaks, and his hands that says he's different from me or you?
Well, first of all, you know, speaking with Tommy, you know, you see just a very happy guy. I mean, here's somebody who is doing exactly what he wants to do. And, you know, how many of us really get to do that? And I mean, he's a climber. So he's going to these beautiful places. And you can tell just by the way he speaks that he has this enormous amount of love for what he does and for these places. And it tends to rub off on you. You know, he's obviously built like a climber. He's got enormous upper body, you know, shoulders, and then these tiny little legs that are just dangle from them. He looks sort of like a Y, I guess you could say. But what's really interesting, and something that you don't see unless you look really closely when he's climbing, is that he only has 9.5 fingers, which in climbing really means only 9 fingers. He ended up accidentally chopping off his left index finger working on with a table saw. So,
Of course he did. I mean, of course. Yeah. Why would you want to do it with 10 fingers? I mean, there's no challenge in that.
Right.
Oh, my God. That is
sad. You know, something else I just want to say real quick. Something else, you know, the calluses also on his fingers are also pretty amazing, because when you're holding onto these tiny little nubs of very sharp rock, you know, I mean, that was the big thing here. It's like you could be as strong as you could be Superman, but if the little pads on your fingers won't stick to the rock, then it's all for nothing. And so they really work on trying to develop calluses on their fingers. Now, Tommy's, when I spoke to him some time ago, Tommy was telling me that his calluses had gotten so thick and so burly that, you know, he couldn't physically pick up a quarter off of a table.
Oh my God.
But he could grab a hot beaker off of a Bunsen burner with his bare hands, no problem.
Oh, I could talk with you for like an hour, Tim. Let's describe the map that these guys have to have in their brain of every little feature on that face to know where they are and where they have to get to.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, climbers always talk about sequences and unlocking sequences. And that's one of the big appeals, honestly, of climbing is, you know, being presented with what they even call problems. Okay, I've got this little hold here that I can only pull this way, and I can maybe get a foot on that. I can hold onto this if I push that way. And so, when you're climbing at the level that these guys are climbing at, there's really only one way to unlock that sequence. And so, you know, they've gone back and they've worked sections of this route over and over and to memorize these sequences. Now you look, you know, and this kind of came to a head during the climb there, you know, on pitch 15 with Kevin. And Kevin is you listen to him speak it, and I'm almost sure you could ask him, so how does pitch, you know, 12 unfold? And he could tell you exactly how the moves go. Now, pitch 15, this is one that kind of like, you know, this was a breaking point in the climb, I think, for him, because, you know, it was so technical and there was only one way to do it that, you know, it took him 11 tries over 7 days to finally be able to get through this one section. You know, and I'm sorry, I don't know exactly how long it is, but it couldn't have been more than 60 feet.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have one word for what they did before we go?
Inspiring.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Inspiring.
Tim Neville, experienced climber and correspondent for Outside Magazine, who's interviewed Tommy Caldwell, the most experienced member of the El Capitan team. Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen have conquered the Dawn Wall at Yosemite. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, John.